This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour four, G-Bag Nation. Hour five of the nation, live in Surprise, Arizona at spring training. Brought to you by Asco Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. And the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Baseball is in the air, and on that note, let's take a proper round tripper, Zach Wolchuk.
Rangers did get the dub 8-0 today over the Mariners here at Surprise Stadium. I did think one of the big highlights certainly was seeing Jake Berger with his first dong of spring training. And what made this even cooler is we didn't even get to see Berger in the clubhouse today. He literally just got back. His daughter had successful open heart surgery.
Wow.
So he has been dealing with a lot. They actually, I think, had something the team all signed for her that we saw when we were in the clubhouse earlier. But, I mean, my goodness gracious, 408-foot homer over the wall in left center field in the fifth. Also hit 108.1-mile-per-hour flyout
into
the second inning. And then had 111.2-mile-per-hour ground out in the third. So yeah. This dude, I mean, and it was pretty awesome because we have CY on as it happens, and he knew immediately. Like, but yeah. I was waiting for it. He was setting it up, but that's just the type of power that the Rangers have added with Jake Berger, and to literally basically get back, I'm just going to go put my uniform on, go on out there, and boom, home run. Pretty amazing, and also great news on his daughter Penelope, successful open heart surgery.
Yeah, incredible, and it is fun to watch CY watch the game because he's got access to some kind of live feed of stats. I think it was exit velocity that he was watching. I don't know if that's available to consumers in general, Wolchuk, but yeah, he'd been tracking that, and I think Jake Berger going out to left field, that was impressive, but so was Wolcott's,
you know,
the youngster.
Oh, yeah, Sebastian's got some power.
His got up in the air, too, You can see that there's a lot more explosive firepower in this Rangers roster than last year's already.
So Berger and Peterson, Jock, are going to end up kind of platooning there at first base. I think Jock Peterson will most likely just end up being a designated hitter the majority of the time. And Buster Olney has been putting out his top tens. So we got the designated hitters. It's not a surprise that Shohei Ohtani came in at number one.
You can watch Jock Peterson warm up and know he has no intention of playing anywhere in the field.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no stretching. There's no caring. He's just like, I'm good enough. And I hope it doesn't cost him in the injury department because swinging violently can, you know, be tough, especially on a non-limber body. You know that, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I think, I think that I pretty much got that when I asked him what's better, hitting the dong or robbing the dong, and he did play outfield, and he's like, well, considering I don't play outfield anymore, definitely hitting the dong, but I don't think he ever did any robbing of dongs.
No, he would not be a dong robber.
Wasn't a dong robber.
Not a dong thief.
Yordan Alvarez came in at number two of the Houston Astros, followed by Marcelo Zuna of the Braves. That was your top three, but Jock Peterson did make the list at number 8 of the top 10 designated hitters in Major League Baseball, which is a huge addition because the Rangers were so bad in that department a year ago. Only wrote, he's the Happy Gilmore of baseball with skills that lack nuance. He didn't play in the field last year. He's not going to add anything running the bases, and he still doesn't hit left-handers, but he can tee off against righties, and he wrecks all pitching in high-leverage spots. Last year, batted .346 in those situations with an OPS over 1,000. Incredible. And it is awesome watching him just walk around in the clubhouse. Like, he's definitely the guy that lightens the mood. And there was an awesome article from The Athletic today that talked about how a lot of the young players last year in Arizona improved. And a big reason was because of Jock Peterson and his guidance. And really? That's something that the Rangers were missing.
He's a legend, dude. I think he's going to get heavier as time goes on. He could stay in baseball for the next 4 to 5 years and become like one of these hilarious cult figures. He almost comes off like a good old boy, but he's from California, I believe. But I mean, his personality's hilarious. And, you know, if he locks into this DH role as a bit, he's got a good chance to be in a fan favorite here.
He's awesome. I mean, he's super easy, personable type of dude. And he was talking with Sebastian Walcott yesterday and today. So that's another one of your 18-year-old youngsters. So I'm pumped that Jock Peterson's part of the team. Him and Berger, awesome additions.
He was so funny this morning. His outfits are pretty hilarious.
Oh, his outfits are outstanding.
He wears, like today, he was wearing his tights, and then he's wearing his baseball pants, but the ones that just go to the knee.
Okay.
And then he has the long sleeve shirt, and then over it he's got a cutoff shirt, and then he's got the beanie that's like halfway hanging off his head, but it's one that's got the like the ball on top.
Okay.
And he's just walking around like just some like goofy
his
homeless
pockets are hanging out of the back
player.
Of his pants.
Yeah, the pockets
it's
were
amazing,
out.
Dude. Like,
he's a goober.
He is. He's goofy. I mean, you needed that. You lost a little bit of that in Nathaniel Lowe.
Yeah.
Jock Peterson's going to bring just a loose clubhouse vibe.
Everybody needs one of those.
Then you have the top 10 starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. Did the Rangers have one of those? Well, they got Jacob DeGrom as an honorable mention on here.
Top he's 10 not, pitcher in all of baseball?
I think, yes, in all of baseball, according to Olney. And the only reason was when he pitches, he dominates. But he's 2 years removed from his second Tommy John, and he's just made 3 starts in the last 2 years.
That's so, a super Tommy John, a.k.a. double Tommy John.
A.k.a. He's gonna come back and be better than ever.
Double DeGrommy John.
Mm-hmm. Cole Reagans was also an honorable mention on here. So was Seth Lugo, another Kansas City Royals pitcher. Garrett Crochet of the Red Sox, Logan Webb of the Giants, Corbin Burns of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who I do love, Max Fried of the Yankees, Logan Gilbert of the Mariners in the division, Blake Snell of the Dodgers, Chris Sale of the Braves, that's a little high for me, Paul Skeens came in at 3rd on the list already, and then Tarek Skubal of the Tigers, Zach Wheeler, number 1 from the Phillies, from Buster Olney, but I think Jacob DeGrom has the opportunity to put himself back up there at number 1 spot after winning Cy Young this year.
I mean, I didn't hear any pitcher on there that I think is better than DeGrom when they're both their best.
Scherzer, no longer probably at his best, although he did have a good outing yesterday in his debut in Toronto, well, for the Blue Jays. Now, I didn't realize this, I guess, when he was a Ranger, but he's not a guy that when he comes out of the first inning, he wants to high-five anybody. So the Blue Jays found this out in real time. There wasn't any prep for this. So here was their manager talking about the awkwardness of everybody trying to high-five Jacob DeGrom after he goes 1-2-3, boom. Max Scherzer. And he doesn't want anything to do with this.
Nothing really in the first. We kind of realized on the fly he doesn't really like giving high-fives on the way in the first. So after that, I think after the second, it was just, you know, kind of talking about pitch count with Pete in between the first and the second and where he wanted to get up to. And afterwards, it was just kind of, you know, getting the challenge out of the way and seeing how Kirky can present the low ball and just how he felt, and he felt great.
Did you go to high five and then he just blew right by you?
I learned from others that went for it and didn't get a response, so I kind of just tucked back in the dugout and went about my day and then made the adjustment after the second.
That's how you learn.
It's a game of adjustments.
Game of, yeah, you got to be agile, you know? Got to be agile.
Going for the high five. Oh, just kidding. I'm going to go ahead and put that back in my pocket. We also had home plate umpire Mike McClinsky. He's a 20-year MLB vet. So you made the point, Brian, today, like even the challenges we got to see with this new automated ball and strike challenge.
Oh, this
system,
dude got every one of them wrong?
Umps were good. No, the umps were good. So here was McClinsky yesterday.
Oh, this was funny.
One was challenged, and this was his reaction to it.
Good. Breaking ball just misses. Brett Sullivan going to challenge.
Ball call.
Brett has been expert at the ABS system.
Ooh.
The call is surprisingly correct. Three.
Oh, we told you. Mike Malinsky, one of our favorites.
Oh, man.
Man, call was surprisingly correct. Every once in a while, they've got the eye for it. They got that one right.
But so that's the umpire?
Yeah. Yeah. After it, they challenged his call,
yeah,
and he goes back, reviews it. He was right.
You know, that's funny and all that, but it also shows how personal they take it, any challenge to it. You know, that's ego, right?
But
there.
I like that because I do think it's making maybe do a better job.
Oh, yes.
You know,
because
they don't want to be shown up like that. So now they're, like, locked in, whereas before, maybe you get a little lackadaisical after doing these.
Yeah, I think what we're going to find out is the umpires were really damn good at this, even though the ball is a blur, that they're going to be right the vast majority of the time. And it's only going to be in big moments that this is really going to come into play. I think that's my prediction after a week of spring training, Wolchuk.
I like that.
Yep.
MLB.com has each division's top major award candidate for 2021. And for your Texas Rangers in the American League West, well, it's not a surprise. Jacob DeGrom, as the Cy Young winner, is their big award. He's healthy. You know what happens when Jacob DeGrom is healthy. He destroys anything and everything in his path. The Astros, Framber Valdez, another option here. We do feel bad not getting any Astros on the list. I don't feel bad. That's MLB.com. But we've seen what DeGrom is capable of. I like that they didn't put any Astros on this list because they don't deserve to be on this list right now. Julio Rodriguez as the MVP. You know, I'll put a vote out there for Corey Seager. Rookie of the Year, Jacob Wilson, shortstop of the A's. He's the 31st overall prospect in Major League Baseball. Expected to have a big year. And then Manager of the Year, they're actually giving a nod to Ron Washington of the Angels.
Oh,
he's got an opportunity to do that.
Tear him up, Ronnie.
They have a 9.4 chance to make the playoffs, do the Angels. You think that's high?
Yeah, I'll take the under.
Yeah, they don't have any chance to make the playoffs. Nolan Arenado, there was a lot of rumors that the St. Louis third baseman, he took a three-hour trip from the club spring training site in Jupiter to Tampa to go watch the Yankees. And he had an exhibition game with them, and there were rumors like, okay, was he going out there and trying to get himself traded to the Yankees? He said, I didn't come here for that. Day three of spring training, that wouldn't be a good day to showcase myself. I'm not ready for that. Instead, he just made the trip to go see a couple of his old pals. Paul Goldschmidt, who he played with in St. Louis. DJ LeMahieu, a former teammate of his with the Colorado Rockies. But we will see if Nolan Arenado at 34 years old ends up getting moved here before the start of the season. I know that that seems to be the preference of his to not be playing in St. Louis. Maybe he ends up being a trade deadline move and he starts the season with them. We'll have to see.
Isn't it the guy that doesn't really like baseball that much?
No, that's Anthony Rendon.
Rendon, okay. Yeah.
But they do. I mean, I used to flip them too, Arenado and Rendon. Jose Altuve is going to make his professional debut in left field tomorrow. That's another reason I'm down on the Astros, man. They're having to move.
Yeah, times have gotten real tough, haven't they?
Dude,
they've had to let a good player go like every year, and now I think it's hit a critical mass of jobbers.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch him at the wall try and reach for a dong.
As small as he is? There's absolutely no way. There's around the base.
Get this man a stepping stool.
It's like players' kids out there trying to catch balls.
Yeah. Can we get him a stepping stool?
Yeah, he wants those little steps that you give to your dog that can get on your bed. Hey, that's a proper round tripper with Wolchuk every night at 6 o'clock here on your home of the Rangers. Okay, it's time to get a sports hodgepodge in here, Chief. Where are we heading?
Yeah, this is going to be basketball-centric. If you guys are okay with it, let's crank up the rim session.
Let's go.
We'll do so with some very interesting Mavs news hot off the presses. We have a basketball or butt crack for the fellas, and never, ever take LeBron's cookies. That's next year in the nation.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation live in Surprise Spring Training. It's time for an evening rim session here with Eric. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call Frankel and Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here he is, Eric. You follow.
Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and live from Surprise, Arizona, the G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when Irving City Council decides to consider a proposal for a new destination resort on the Adelson family property for the Dallas Mavericks. How about this, ladies and gentlemen? Townsend saying he was in Irving at the city council work session. The 9 council members just voted 8-1 enthusiastically to send these amendments to Irving P&Z. And if P&Z approves, Irving City Council could vote as soon as March 20th to get that new Mavs arena in Irving. Not Las Vegas.
This is where I think Texas Stadium was.
Oh, is that the spot?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
That'd be amazing.
So the zoning changes would create a high-intensity mixed-use area that in part would be earmarked for an arena with a minimum of 15,000 seats or an indoor theater with a minimum of 4,000 seats. Other permitted uses within the tract would include a destination resort with one or more luxury hotels and possibly as well of a casino.
Did you say 50,000-seat arena?
No. I think 15, it was 15,
right?
15,000.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's be a little bit intimate.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, the casino. I guess you could build the casino part later if that's not approved by the time you begin construction on this. I mean, I think that's interesting. Rick Welch, he's selling us on a big vision. I'd be excited to see what he could put together.
Yeah, definitely would be cool. I mean, that is a nice central location there in DFW. It would be, yeah. I mean, selfishly for me, I'd be much closer to the arena. I think a lot of people would be.
And it's not too far away from Dallas that it really jams you up.
No, not at all.
If you prefer that location.
Yeah, and just having a fun new sort of sports complex there. Yeah. And all the different things, all the different possibilities, especially with the casino stuff, once they get the gambling approved. But a new Mavs arena would be pretty awesome. They're in need of it. Now, you also have the Mavs playing tonight. PJ Washington is out. He has a right ankle sprain.
Oh, geez, that thing's still giving them some problems, huh?
I guess so.
Well, it explains why he probably was poor the other night.
I know LaMelo Ball has been off and on with his sprained ankle. It's just like a couple of games on, starts to swell up, got to sit back down. Yeah. So that's tough. This should be manageable, even without him. Charlotte is bad.
Yeah. Can I make you make the call just on the fly here right now?
Okay, what do you think, boys? Should we approve that?
I don't think we have a choice.
Irving City Council enthusiastically says yes, Bryce.
Approved.
Do you think we have a grounds crew era going out there in like the middle of the diamond?
What?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question, Your Honor?
Grounds crew era?
What are you talking about?
Error?
An era. Like a bunch of, like, did that water supposed to be like puddled up out there in that the edge of the outfield area?
Are you saying era or error?
Era.
Error.
E-R-R-O-R?
Yeah, like they made a mistake.
Okay.
I don't know. That might be a nighttime dousing.
It is puddled up. I'm not used to seeing it puddle like that.
I'm about to say, did one of us not pay attention to what was going on out there? We were too worried about the mound, maybe getting sunflower seeds off the track. Did we go out there and like, I think we kind of messed this thing up a little bit?
It does happen to my house from time to time. I'll be watering the backyard or watering some new tree, and the next thing I know, it's 8 hours later, and I'm like, oh, that water bill's going to hurt a little bit.
They don't seem overly concerned by this, though.
Yeah, you don't see like them reacting like there's some big calamity, but they might be just trying to sort of hide in plain sight with it.
They know people are watching right now. They're embarrassed
about
it. They're
like, hold up, we just made a giant era, guys.
yes. Fix this era.
One of the biggest eras on a baseball diamond that I've ever seen. Even more than the baseball follies that the Mariners were putting on display today, just tripping all over themselves.
It's kind of like been like Nico out here. You know, there was a while there we've been really praising these guys, and then all of a sudden we have like a big puddle out there, and we're kind of like, maybe these guys got some Nico grounds crewmen in them, you know?
that would be...
That maybe one of these guys was not doing the job that he was supposed to do.
Would you guys rather be the guy that's pushing the grass deal? I don't even know what he's doing.
Mower with no wheels.
Yeah, is he actually mowing?
Yeah, that's a mower. Yeah, it's a mower. They use them on golf courses like this.
Well, you got the kind of the tractor guy, and then you have the broom guy. But I like the dirt blower guy. Like this dude down here at the on the Royal side, just walking around with his,
he just
looks like a Ghostbuster.
I don't think he's part of the grounds crew. I think he's just independent of the gentleman
stadium
out there on the field. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd want to be the wheelman down here, you know, on this little tractor
thing. I want to drive the tractor.
Yeah.
Give me the Ghostbuster look. I'll handle that, fellas.
Ghostbusters. Well, have you noticed they kind of moved on from the guy that was looking at his phone a lot? He's no longer a part of this.
Well, that's because you outed him. You were watchdogging him yesterday.
No. I'm just saying, I have an eye for people that are doing their jobs.
We're not doing them.
Yeah, not doing them.
And Ray must have been listening. Get that son of a gun.
Get
off
him out
the
of here. This Brian Broaddus is talking about
this
some guy
ridiculous.
Looking at his phone.
You don't need any more than four guys to do that yard.
Mavs Lakers was the most watched NBA game this season since opening night. No surprise.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm just hoping we get a playoff series out of it, Chief.
There was apparently a special moment for Klay Thompson after the Laker game the other night. He gave a 2022 Warriors championship ring to the legendary Dr. Dick Ferkel, who repaired Klay's Achilles in November of 2020. And he said, without you, I would not have been the second leading scorer on a championship team. So that's a kind of a nice gesture to give to your surgeon.
Sounds like something I'd hear about in health class. You got to be on the lookout for this Ferkel.
Yeah.
Dick Ferkel?
You don't want to get Dick Ferkel.
Hey, it's Dr. Dick Ferkel to you, sir.
See a doctor immediately.
That's when you just keep the Richard name.
Oh, no, I got a Ferkel.
We had a Ferkel. I had a Ferkel in growing up. There was a Ferkel.
Such
in
a lie.
Been there before.
He wasn't Dr. Dick Ferkel, but we did have a Ferkel. Family of Ferkels.
Salute, man. Sounds like he does great work.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of things around the league here. We did get good news on the NBA Centel.
Yes, we did.
They're back.
A legendary day.
The NBA
I think angst had built up so much on NBA Twitter from the Luka thing that we needed some sort of a palate cleanser just to make people laugh and rally.
Yeah.
And this Centel story was exactly what the doctor ordered.
So we got a real Brian Windhorst report that it is everybody is in the know and understanding that Kevin Durant's time in Phoenix is coming to an end and he will be unequivocally traded this summer. Yep. So I think the Mavs will definitely be in play there. I'm sure there's a couple of other teams, but here we go with a basketballer butt crack. Kevin Durant reportedly wants to wait until the summer to determine which NBA Finals team he wants to join. That's how Centel welcomed their return.
That's fantastic. I'm going to say butt crack.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. Now, one of the things, too, and I wasn't sure if this was real. There was a moment during the Mavs-Lakers game the other night where the cameras flashed to Nico Harrison, and then a graphic popped up. And it said Nico Harrison underneath him to acknowledge who he was. And then it said, finessed by Rob Pelinka.
More genius work.
I was thinking, did TNT really do that with one of their lower third graphics? But apparently that was a Centel butt cracking as well. So they're back. They're better than ever. And it's good to see them.
Sometimes you get banned. You know, YouTube channels, Twitter channels. Just next thing you know, you're Dunski for... You know, I guess people complain about it enough. I wonder if it's a butt cracking or not that the Mavs complained about how bad Centel was tearing them up.
So we had that father-son combo that did the jersey swap with Wemby and then threw the jersey on for auction, sold for $73,000. Now the dad is having second thoughts, and they went to court to try and stop the sale of the jersey.
No, you're out.
That his son got from Wembanyama.
You effed it up.
Saying that he never wanted to sell the jersey.
You effed it up, bro.
No sense at all. You'll be happy to find out that the court denied his attempt.
Absolutely they did.
Is he just trying to milk it for engagement?
Yeah, like, he's got it.
This is the worst dad of all time.
What kind of a loser? 5 seconds of fame? This is ridiculous.
I mean, I wouldn't want to admit that I was so indecisive. We're not going to put this out here for the headlines. Yeah. I want the jersey back now. What kind of a baby back B-word do you look like?
Nah, he's the dad. From now on, he'll be known as the terrible dad when that kid grows up. It's like, hey, your old man, I Googled your old man. He really sold a Wemby jersey for $73,000 of yours when you were a kid?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. My dad's a terrible dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that the Ole Miss story seems to be not real, this guy's back as the number one worst dad in America right
now. How does that happen?
So Spurs head coach Greg Popovich spoke to the team yesterday for the first time since his stroke, and he provided an update on his recovery and confirmed that he will not return for the remainder of the season. We had reports earlier this week that was the case, but apparently he was able to at least meet with the team, because I was wondering, what state is he in? Can he even really be seen? Can he be heard? Can he communicate? I don't really know.
Yeah.
But apparently he was able to get in front of the team and speak to them, give them an update on where he's at. But he's obviously not good enough to return this season.
How many years is a coach? How many years is a coach? Over 20-something years?
Yeah.
25.
Longest tenured, right?
He started in 99. Right? Did he start in 99, the year they won it? Shortened year?
Yeah, I think he goes back that far.
I mean, he was definitely there.
Yeah.
He was their head coach.
I don't know if he coached before that.
On a pretty good run, for sure. But yeah, certainly we hope that he's able to recover and come back, but at the very least be able to maintain some level of a quality of life that anybody would want to have at that particular age.
Yeah, there's
age.
A big range, and you know, you get on physical therapy for that 6 to 9 months following a stroke, and you never know what kind of function you can regain. You know, sometimes people are totally incapacitated. Sometimes they can't walk, but they figure out how they can walk and, you know, appear to the outside to be the same, just about. But obviously internally, a lot of times, you can't feel half your body.
Oh, here we go.
So
yeah, Pop's been there since 96.
Here we go.
Oh, the guy's getting in trouble for too much water.
You look at it. Look at it. They've got
the supervisor.
They've got the bucket. The red shirt guy.
Yeah.
He's telling the others that, like, hey, listen, we effed this thing up.
That sprinkler.
Yeah, look, they've got the Home Depot bucket out there. They're trying to figure out how they're going to drain that water.
No, they got that stuff that they can throw down on puddles that pretty much just eats it up.
Oh, like Speedy Dry?
Super absorbent dirt. Yeah.
Oh, crap. I can't believe they do what this happened.
They do it. This is science out here. It looks like
they're poking holes in it to try and drain it. Look at that.
They were doing that around the mound, too, though. There's something about how that connects, that transition from dirt to grass. They got to aerate, I think.
Bust out the Bounty paper towels, man. Just get after it.
That's right.
Well, now that the 76ers are in the 12 spot in the Eastern Conference standings, and just a small 18 games under 500, and on the heels of the news about Joel Embiid's knees being so bad that he has to get injections just to play the random rare moments that he does.
He's a tore-it-all guy in the NBA. That's tough.
Paul George has announced that he will be load-managing his Podcast P episodes for the time being to help the Sixers make a championship push.
Wow.
Plan the parade now. Filthy fans. Yeah, he says, I want to let the Podcast P family know that after today's episode with Dwight, I plan to take a break from the pod just to focus on getting my body right, getting mentally right, and, you know, help this squad make a push towards our goal to finish the season out and give ourselves a chance to be contenders to compete for a championship. So
it's a bad look when you go from being dang near an MVP candidate to, what is it, 16 points a game or something?
It's been brutal.
You're not going to be able to. And it's amazing, like, who's given Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart heat in New York for having a podcast? Like, a lot of the players are telling the other players with podcasts, you got to cut this stuff out.
When you're 18 games under 500 and you are perpetually underachieving as an individual, it's not like, hey, Paul George is carrying the load. He's giving you 25 and 10 a night, whatever. No, they've overpaid for another broken guy. And this is the least surprising
disaster. Did he actually say a playoff push? They're 18 under 500.
He's trying, man. He wanted a playoff push.
We got to go undefeated.
He said to compete for a championship. Okay. That's why he's punting on the Podcast P.
Oh, yeah, I'll punt on it.
I think he's
on
something.
That level of basketball awareness.
Let's close things down with quite the clip here from Dwayne Wade. He was on Udonis Haslam's podcast, and he's telling the story about the moment that he knew LeBron was done in Miami. Never mess with LeBron's cookies. Take it away, Dwayne Wade.
This was the first moment where I had an inkling that LeBron may not be back. One thing you don't do is with LeBron cookies. No. This is serious. Like, he loves chocolate chip cookies. Like, chocolate chip cookies and ice cream, he loves, right? And so when he gets on the plane, Bron walks on the plane with a bag of food. One bag is all cookies, and the other bags are what his chef has prepared for him to eat, because he eats a certain way. He don't eat what's on the plane.
Yeah.
But, you know, he have his cookies. So we get on the plane, and we play cards at the front of the plane. We play cards, and then at some point, Bron gonna be like, hey, bring me those cookies. And this one day, he was like, hey, where my cookies at? And they had to come up there and whisper in his ear and tell him there were no more cookies on the plane. That motherfucker sat back away from the game. He pushed that table, that cars back. He sat there quiet, doing his head like this. I was looking, I'm like, he ain't play cards no more. He sat there like this.
It's like, you gotta know, if this car gang gets shut down, it's serious.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's serious. If this car gang gets shut down, it's serious.
It was too much micromanaging at that point. Like, you're talking about a team who's four finals in a row.
Right.
You don't need to micromanage us. And and I felt that Rouse did, he went a little too far with his micromanaging at points like that. You were a grown man. You don't take the cookies away from us. And this just seems small, but we get on and it changed all the chips. You got the that gets you through.
Yeah.
When I get on this plane, I want this, because this is what gets me through, because now I'm about to fly to the city. I ain't getting in at 3 in the morning. The food on the plane, I really don't want to eat. Mm-hmm. I can't eat when I get in. I got to get up in the morning. We got to do this again in D.C. Mm. Like, I got to have my comforts along the way, or I can't. I ain't going to be me. Rouse take all them comforts away when he hot.
Man, the right cookie can definitely make a flight.
Nico would have traded his ass.
Absolutely.
You want cookies on a flight? Like that ain't healthy, bro.
Man, the Cowboys charter cookies are excellent, though.
Cowboys charter cookies?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they hand them to you and they bend. like the chocolate chip cookies,
they
like
the
and they bend, and you're
tender.
You have to have a napkin under them, and they're kind of like the chocolate's kind of hot.
Ooh. Yeah, I was kind of hoping to see like if we were going to get any details on what specific cookies, like if LeBron's bringing his own chocolate chip cookies, where
was this chef guy making the cookies?
I don't know if chef guy was making the cookies or not. He clearly had his entree sort of meal there, but bringing a bag of cookies on every plane. How about LeBron? Even LeBron's got a sweet tooth. Mm-hmm. Takes care of himself at the highest level. Cookies and ice cream. You mess with the man's cookies. Even Pat Riley, you touch his cookies.
Don't do it.
Yeah. You're done, man.
Don't do it.
I wonder what Tom Brady would have to say about that for dietary. On the other side of 40, if he's still crushing cookies like that and performing, he is the greatest of all time. I'll tell you what, though. I don't know how good his cookies are. My daughter, Abby, might make the best chocolate chip cookie in the world right now. She found this recipe on Pinterest called the brown butter chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, wow.
And I brought actually probably a dozen and a half out thinking I would share them with you guys, but I crushed them all at the hotel by the time we got to Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, you were like LeBron carrying a bag of cookies on the plane, except nobody knew?
Yeah.
Because you knew we would have came and touched those cookies.
Oh, yeah. Bad, right? You know how I am with the cookies.
You bogarted the damn cookies. We were a cookie away from having one of the best trips ever in Surprise, Arizona. We fell short.
You know, this is like when I had to tell my roommates in college I drank all the beer again. And they were
again.
Like, what, dude? They're like, I'm sorry, you can't leave me at the house with beer. You're going to have to lock this up. You know? You guys didn't even know about the chocolate chip cookies, but I promise you all.
No.
Sounds like next week.
That's impressive, I'll try again.
I can't wait.
I don't know if they'll make it into the studio.
Welcome back to Texas.
I just can't wait to get back and I start making those meatball subs again. Oh, my God, I forgot one.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry.
You're right. I deserve that. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. I have a problem.
I have
a problem. I don't know if I'm going to be able to deliver the cookies.
I have a problem.
I respect your honesty, and I am glad that you didn't tease us with these delicious cookies on the front end and then have to say you're sorry. At least you're breaking the news all at once now.
I mean, I think at one point I looked at them, I was like, man, if I don't take any into them, I can have five more right now.
Well, you are my personal nominee for Bleep Hole of the Week. Yeah. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
Well, thank you, Chief. Another great NBA rim session is in the books. It's a Mavs game night.
Ooh, no LaMelo Ball tonight.
No LaMelo Ball?
He's just been ruled out.
Okay.
We might cookies, be going back.
LaMelo Ball. Hornets are going to win.
One-way ticket to victory playing Charlotte. We'll chat with Fred and Blake about that and what they have coming up on their show next in the Nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live in Surprise at spring training. One more day tomorrow of spring training coverage. Of course, the Nosebleed guy is going to be in the clubhouse with your uncomfortable conversations. And we've been loving it. Okay, today's played back there at 4:40. If you want to go back and listen to about 5 minutes of Mark Church, it's hilarious. Our spring training coverage brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. And it's brought to you by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. As it's time now to chat with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking. Gentlemen, how you doing?
I'm doing a lot better now that I'm speaking to you guys. Are you guys having as wonderful as a day as it is in the DFW?
Yeah, it's
least.
Beautiful out here, man. It's today was a great day. I mean, I guess the air quality was low, but
hey,
the breeze was nice and cool. It just felt fantastic, Blake.
I do want to say the people that don't have the option to watch the Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch and YouTube, they're missing out because I can see you guys. You guys look spectacular. Now, the only person I can't see is Brian Broaddus. I don't know if that's a technical difficulty.
I quit.
No, he shuts that thing down.
Mm. I do. I wave goodbye to you, Blake, though. I wave to everybody goodbye, and then I pack up my stuff, and I'm ready to head on.
And that's unfortunate for all the viewers out there not being able to see your face.
You had 5 hours to do this, though, Blake.
No,
you
I need
five
six.
Hours to watch me.
I need six. I need six.
Gotcha, man. Appreciate you, bro.
How do you handicap this basketball game tonight here, Blake? Mavs going to win guaranteed or what?
Oh, no, this is a win guaranteed. No LaMelo Ball, no Paul for the Mavericks tonight, so... Hopefully they can play better basketball. Max Christie, hopefully he bounces back. Hopefully Klay Thompson, legacy game. Last time we played Charlotte, we saw him miss at the buzzer and them lose on Martin Luther King Day. So I took his over today, so I'm feeling pretty confident about that. Hopefully Kyrie Irving can get some rest and not be playing deep into the fourth quarter. We're hearing good reports about Derek Lively and Anthony Davis getting back on the court, doing light workouts, light shooting. So hopefully we can see them later on in the season. I'm feeling pretty good. My overall takeaway from the Lakers game, not to rehash an old game too much, was that this team isn't that far off. I think they played well. The obvious thing was they didn't had no rim deterrence, no big man out there. LeBron James took over in the fourth quarter. So hopefully some other guys can step up and Kessler Edwards isn't having to play in a fourth quarter.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. You know, I think the bigs, when I'm seeing them, I don't know what to expect next week. I guess that's when the announcement or the update's going to happen. But when I'm watching them out there, the video of what's gone on to social, it doesn't look like they're that close. They don't look like they're 10 days away. They look like they're maybe 3 or 4 weeks away.
No, they're definitely not close, but I shared this with Fred yesterday on Fan After Dark, 7 to 11, Monday through Friday. I said the only reason they're out there is I'm assuming that they're going to be coming back somewhat this season. I was think there was some concerns even by myself that AD would not play this season, and the fact that he's on the court doing workouts shows me that they're ramping him up to come back at some point. Now, what point is that? Your guess is as good as mine. I'm not sure when he'll be back, hopefully sooner rather than later, but obviously you don't want to rush him back and have another injury. But Fred has shared many times, this isn't like a broken bone that's healed. This is an abdomen, it's an adductor. This is something that could re-hurt itself at any time.
Oh yeah, Fred ruled him out. Fred said, hey, he's Dunsky.
He did. I here he is, Freddie D. Davis with his beautiful headphones.
Well, hey, I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night, so therefore I just feel confident in making that kind of declaration.
Shout out to the pork sausage at the Continental Breakfast here. At our Holiday Inn. That's been really one of the bright spots ever since we missed out on those great cookies.
Does it have a Belgian waffle maker?
They do. Does. Pancake, Belgian waffle.
Wow.
Wolchuk still doesn't know how to use it. He's terrified of it.
I didn't even see it.
It's behind the door there.
Yeah, should be just like a little cup of batter, right? And you just pour it in there and then close
that
it.
Seems kind of different.
A little complicated, Zach.
We don't like the buzzer sound. People are waiting on you. There's a lot of pressure, the anxiety, the nerves. It just kind of takes over, and I just don't want to deal with it.
Burns his little andouille fingers on the hot part of the waffle maker, you know? Like, ooh, it's too warm.
I mean, not to be too presumptuous, but I mean, if anybody, I would think Zach would be the guy that would know how to operate one of those.
Nope,
far
me.
From it. Poor daughter's never going to get
bigger upsets.
Poor daughter's not going to get a waffle in her life unless she goes to like the Waffle House.
Where's CPS when you need them, huh?
Those hotel cinnamon rolls are pretty good though, aren't they?
Hotel cinnamon rolls are good.
I thought about bringing you one, and then I said, "Nah, I'm not going to do that."
That's all right, man. I took a tray all to myself.
Okay, Dawson. Here's what you got to do. You take cinnamon roll. You take two sausage pork patties.
Okay.
You put it on, and then you take the other cinnamon roll and you put it on top. Oh. Now you have a cinnamon roll.
Captain Gluttony now speaking over there.
Wow. I love it. What's coming up on the show tonight, guys?
Loaded show, boys. We're going to get a little draft heavy tonight. Charlie Campbell from everybody's favorite draft website, walterfootball.com. He's going to join us. And then, we're going to get crazy tonight. And then we're going to talk to a day three prospect who's been getting sniffed around by the Cowboys. Maybe they take an undrafted flyer on him. I don't know, but our guy, that's right. Jermaine Corbett Jr. from Merrimack. He was an All-American in the FCS, so he's going to talk to us tonight a little bit about what this process is like for a day three pick. And then, obviously, we'll do a little fair foul, top five, and extra credit tonight, NFL Combine style. So stay tuned for all that.
Sometimes when the Joneses start sniffing around, an NDA is required, you know, so hopefully the best on that one.
Oh, no.
Guys, appreciate it. Have a great night, and we'll catch you
up. Take it over for you guys tomorrow.
Thank God.
Oh, thank you, guys. Boys, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
The GOATs, here they come, Fred and Blake. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup back home. Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh just went five flawless once again. Thanks to Ruben Portillo, Ramon Engineering here live in Surprise. And, of course, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Broadus and Woolchuck and Chia Follow. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation. Addie.